I have a very special privilege now that I'd like to introduce. This is not on your agenda, but I'd like to introduce Dr. Nick Steinmetz. Nick is Associate Professor of Pediatrics at McGill. He's past Associate Director for Planning at the MUHC. In particular, he's past Executive Director of the Montreal Children's Hospital, and during that time, he was my boss. I saw him really at the birth of the MUHC, and I think the passion he showed for it is something that we can all be grateful for. He's come full circle. He's now the chair of the Montreal Children's Hospital Foundation, and given that history, it is very appropriate for him to take on this next task. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Roy, and thank you, Rima, for asking me to do this. I have really the great honor to make two presentations today to Charles Scriver and to Clark Fraser. They're going to get these, but they're not the real ones. I mean, they're copies, because they don't get to keep the real one. The real one will be suitably framed and placed in an appropriate location at the new Research Institute on the Glen to remind everybody on whose shoulders they stand when they carry out research at the new Glen Research Institute. I will read the words here in a minute, but I find that words presented on a document like this tend to be sort of inadequate because they just can't say what really needs to be said. And I will just tell you a little bit about my experience with these two people, because I was a medical student in the early 1960s when Charles Scriver and Clark Fraser did genetics rounds at the Children's Hospital. And you will remember them, but I remember them very well, because they were the special treat of the week. Students and residents were inspired by science, those who were going to do science, which I was not one. But more importantly, I think, they did a number of things. They showed the relevance of research to clinical practice, which is to say, to the lives of actual people. They taught respect for the individual. You would not find better teachers for taking a history with the enormous respect of the individual and the respect for the parents of children who just discovered information, news that they certainly didn't want to hear and that probably caused all their dreams to crash into pieces on the floor. The way they elicited history was something to behold. The way they expressed respect and concern, the way they raised hope, was really amazing. And raising hope at a time when there really was not much hope to be had. For me, it was always kind of mysterious to see Charles Scriver looking at these colored dots on bits of filter paper and interpret these eventually into society-changing information, into information that helped people with really, at that time, insoluble problems. And both these people had an impact not only on their students, they had an impact on the patients. They knew, Charles referred to this as translation. I think it's trying to do what Ezra Pound asked scientists not to do, to just sit on their knowledge as if they were stone books, but in fact translated this and helped to change society. And many people growing up nowadays would not imagine how society was that. They could not imagine that the harbinger of spring for people working in children's hospitals was the arrival of parents in panic carrying children's and grandma's seizures simply because they lacked vitamin D. And the idea to approach an understanding businessman who's no longer here today, he left, and who knew how and did actually change how children were treated naturally by drinking vitamin D fortified milk. At the beginning of a screening system for early detection and early treatment where this was available, the leading us to from these filter paper bits to understand history, to understand the migration of peoples, and to understand geography is really astonishing. There are not many people who have accomplished that, have taught us the relevance of science to human progress, or have taught us the respect for the individual in such an eloquent manner. So if I may, I will read what it says here, because it doesn't say all those things, but that's what it means. This is a certificate, and as I say, you only get the copy. MRC, CIHR Group in Medical Genetics, 1972 to 2009. This tribute commemorates the outstanding research contributions of the Medical Research Council Canadian Institutes of Health Research Group in Medical Genetics at McGill, the longest running group in the history of this national founding agency. Founded by Drs. F. Clark Fraser and Charles R. Scriver in 1972, this group of 14 scientists maintained a distinguished record of medical discoveries that led to the improvements of our understanding, diagnosis, and treatment of genetic disease. You notice that it left out all these other nice human things that I just told you about, which are key, which are the things that really animated them to do this, I think. Directors F. Clark Fraser, Charles Scriver, Leonard Pinsky, Roy Gravel, and Rima Rosen, and the principal investigators as Reynold Gold, Peter Heckman, Andrew Karaplis, Robert McKenzie, David Rosenblatt, Eric Shoebridge, Emil Scamene, Harriet Tenenhaus, and Mark Trufiro. So that's what it says. And if you would like to get your copy now, I'll give it to you.
Camouflage, going to have Dr. Richard Levin, Dean of Medicine, present the closing remarks with a very special request
to keep
really short.
Yes. I have been provided with the full text of Dean Levin's remarks, but I will actually take this chance to thank Dean Levin and Dean Fuchs and Dean Kruse and Dean Friedman and who before? Who were involved very much. Dean McGregor, and was that the beginning? In really allowing the formation of the group, the support of the university. You cannot have a group like this going forward without the support of the university, and it's really well appreciated. If I were Dean Levin, I would thank you all for coming and making the celebration special. I would thank our special lecturer, Simon John, for giving us a superb scientific presentation and showing how the legend goes on, to thanking our Alva Chair in Human Genetics and our Scriver family visiting professor and lecturer for his superb description of how to get to the Department of Human Genetics and how to correct intellectual disabilities. And I will read only one thing from the five-page document that was I was provided, but I think it is quite quite touching. Much like other health sciences at McGill, human medical genetics thrives because of a shared sense of purpose among clinicians and academics, whose efforts echo cohesion. A few weeks ago, former President Bill Clinton received an honorary McGill Doctor of Laws. Some of you have been able to see this on the web. I think you can still access it on the web. In a captivating speech imbued with notions for alleviating the inequality, instability, and unsustainability nature of our world, Clinton's suggestive approach fostered the need for a communitarian consciousness. See, I'm like George Bush, I can't say it. These challenges cannot be met unless we meet them together. Had he been looking for examples of proven success of this approach, genetic research at McGill would have fit the mold. In the wide world of medical science, the world is interdisciplinary and interdependence go hand in hand with sound fundamental and clinical research. And this couldn't be more evident than the MRC-CIHR group in medical genetics. Today we celebrate close to four decades of collaborative engagement of investigators scattered across the McGill campus, the McGill University Health Center, the Jewish General Hospital, the Montreal Neurological Institute, as well as the University of Calgary, drawing on first-class talent and combined efforts to challenge accepted thought. McGill is at the forefront of advances in the basic science of human genetics and in the clinical science of medical genetics. It is communitarianism at its best. On behalf of Dean Levin, I thank you all and am extraordinarily proud of this special event.
To be chased from this room, there are cocktails in the lobby area up above. Current group members, former group members, please come to the front for photograph, and then we'll all join the drinking.